Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
It's Thunder and PT's second date update.
Well, it's Friday. We've made it to Friday. I think we've actually had a couple of success stories this week on second date update. It's been a while, that's for sure. But anyway, Melissa, let's see if we can't make it three this week with Melissa. She messaged us about a gentleman named Richie. Melissa, how are you this morning? Have you heard anything back yet from Richie?
I have not.
And we have it right. It's Richie that you wrote to us, right? Richie or Ricky?
Richie.
Okay, cool.
Just start at the beginning, Melissa, and tell us what's going on with him.
Well, I mean, we had a great date. It's been about a month, and he has not called me. And I don't know. I just think there has to be some kind of misunderstanding because I thought we had a really great time together.
Yeah, and you know, we have mentioned this before, Melissa. You know, a month, it seems like after that amount of time, somebody's just not that interested. You know, what could be so preoccupying that Richie wouldn't get back to you in a month? But you never know. So we're just going to take this a step at a time. So your first date was a month ago and nothing, like not a text, nothing back. And how many times have you reached out to him in the meantime?
I mean, I've only reached out like twice, which I...
Of course.
You're not being overbearing. No. What I want you to do is tell us about the date itself.
We just went to his place and had some pizza and watched a movie, and it was really nice. We met through some friends. So we kind of had known each other through friends, but this was the first time that we actually hung out, just the two of us.
Okay. So you trusted him enough to go over there, and you thought it went well?
I thought it went great. Okay. I mean, the night ended up a little bit, you know, we had a little making out, and then I went home.
That answers that, because I was going to ask, does he know it was a date?
Or just hanging out as friends?
Yeah.
Oh, no, I mean, it was definitely a date.
Okay. Listen, I don't know about you, but I'm not making out with my friends.
Maybe not, yeah, I guess.
Anyway, so let's just do this, Melissa. Let's call Richie and just see what's going on, see where his headspace is at, get some answers, hopefully get you to a second date. At least, you know, you're going to...
Get some closure, maybe, at least, right?
How's that sound?
That sounds great.
Okay,
yeah. You
hold on right there. We're going to come back 3 minutes away. Okay. Hopefully get Richie on the phone. Hopefully he agrees to come on with us and answer these questions. So second half, second date update coming up next right here with Thunder and PT on The Wolf.
New truck.
It's Thunder and PT's second date update.
Our listener, Melissa, has taken the courageous step to be on second date update this morning. She would like to know what has happened to Richie, who she went out with a month ago.
I thought it went great. The night ended up a little bit... you know, we had a little making out, and then I went home.
And it's very possible that it's just not there for Richie when it comes to Melissa, but she would just like to know why, or if Richie would like to see her again.
Hello?
Hi, good morning. Could we speak to Richie, please?
Yeah, this is Richie.
Hey, Richie, bear with me for a second here and don't hang up. It's not a sales call or anything like that. And I got to tell you up front, you're on the radio this morning because we're Thunder and PT and we co-host the morning radio show here on 102.9 The Wolf. Say hello, PT.
Good morning, Richie.
Yeah, and that's PT. Anyway, okay. Yeah, so Richie, we're sorry to trouble you this morning, but we're calling because a listener of ours named Melissa went on a date with you about a month ago. Few weeks ago, and we're just wondering if you might have a moment to talk to us about that, about her.
On the radio.
Yes.
Yeah, we're
just
on the radio.
We do a segment called Second Date Update.
Full transparency, the reason we got your number is because she had reached out to us. She's just wondering what happened.
I mean, if she initiated the whole thing, okay, that's fine.
Right. So, could you just fill us in what's going on?
I had a nice time. It was a nice time, but I just don't think we would really get along in the long run as a, you know, romantic thing.
Okay. Could you just fill us in a little bit more and tell us maybe why not? Does something happen or?
She hates my paintings.
Your paintings.
At your house?
I paint. It's, you know, it's kind of one of my biggest hobbies, really, sort of a side thing that I do. But yeah, and I've been doing it for, you know, a little while. I really like it, and I do have a few of my favorite, you know, paintings of my own hanging up around my apartment. And
So what did she?
She must have seen them then when she was over.
She made a couple comments about them. They were insulting.
Oh, okay, and frankly. I'm sorry, but what did she say?
Well, there's one that I've got up in the living room that I'm particularly proud of, and she kind of, at one point, just kind of stopped and was looking at it, and then said, "Did your son do this one? Like, is that your son's painting up there?
How old's your son?
My son is 5.
Okay.
Ouch. All right.
So you told her, no, this is actually mine and my hobby or whatever, or did you just like play it off? Did she know then that it's yours?
I was kind of thrown. No. And then she kind of launched it to recommending different kinds of artwork that would be good to hang up around the house.
All right, Richie, how this works is that we actually have Melissa, who wrote us about this, and we talked to her about 5 minutes ago. She's actually listening in on the other line. And I know that she had a great time. Like, she wants to see you again and is reached out to us because you hadn't contacted her. And she's, I think, texted you twice. Would you just take a moment and just maybe we can talk this out for just a minute real quick?
That's fine. I mean, I figured she would hear this because it's on the radio. But yeah.
Okay. Hold time. Melissa, were you able to hear Richie on the other line?
Yeah. Okay. Hi.
Hey.
Oh, my God. I'm so sorry. I did not know that you painted those.
That's fair. But honestly, I don't know why you would kind of just criticize somebody's artwork they have up hanging on, like, in their walls, in their apartment, in the first place. You know, it's somebody's got some kind of decor up. They presumably like it. And so to kind of, you know, like, trash it is, no matter what, even if it's just like obviously a poster that they bought, it's kind of insulting, kind of no matter what.
Yeah, I mean, I just honestly thought that your son had done them because, I mean, you have to admit they're not like Rembrandts.
I never said they were Rembrandts.
Okay, maybe a little harsh.
But is the issue that she was just critical of anything you kept, because even if you didn't draw that or, you know, paint that in this case, Richie, if she's criticizing and saying that, like, kind of redecorating your house, like, that's a little bit maybe on a first date, like, kind of offensive anyway, right?
And maybe that works for some people. You know, some people have that, that's kind of their rapport, but it didn't feel good to me.
I don't know if you said this or not, Richie, but it's like your style of painting more a little more abstract, so it could look maybe, you know, it's not fair to compare it to a Rembrandt.
You're exactly right. I mean, yeah, there's like Rembrandt, stuff like that, that's a much more like representative kind of art, that like the art of which is making it incredible. It looks like a real orange or whatever. That's not what I'm doing.
Melissa, can you feel that Richie was kind of sensitive to your comment?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I'm sorry because I, you know, it's just not my thing.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry that I insulted you. And if I'd known you had painted them, then I wouldn't have said anything.
What was it that you saw? Which painting was it that, and what was it of that you saw that you kind of thought that his child had done it?
That his son did? There was one of a cow on a field, and it looked like a kid's painting, like, yeah. Or he painted it with his eyes closed. Oh. I mean, you know, it was just.
I mean,
So the artwork's kind of a no, Melissa, but you still wanted to see him again. So the artwork really wasn't going to hold it up. But Richie, you felt offended. It could have been handled better, or just like don't say anything at all if you can't say something nice.
I feel like at this point, Melissa, you do know that I'm painting them, that these are mine, and you're still insulting them, and that's insulting me. But also, like, it wouldn't matter whether it was like a haircut or like shoes or something.
No, we get it. Let's just cut to the chase here, Richie. Is it a no to see Melissa again for another or second date?
Listen, I think you're great, and like, so get along. But yeah, I don't think.
All right,
for dating.
I'm sorry, Melissa. It's a no from Richie. But you can't be shocked by that.
All right. I guess not.
All right. Maybe just keep the decoration comments to yourself.
Keep it down, yeah.
All right, listen, we appreciate it. This is tough, it's awkward, obviously uncomfortable, but we thank you both for being on
Second Date Update.
Happy painting, Richie.
Thanks.
All right, I'm going to ask Richie off the air if he'll send us the picture that he painted that Melissa thought his son had drawn or painted, and see what you have to say. Maybe we're wrong about this. Maybe Richie kind of deserved a little half-natured kidding about it. I'm not sure if that's what Melissa actually did, but we want to see what you have to say so we can get this posted and get your opinion. So we'll come back, see what Richie says, and this is Second Date Update with Thunder and PT on the Wolf. Well, she seemed
all right. Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.